Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune.
I hear it. I hear the pitter-pat. Can you hear it? Can you hear it? Listen.
Life can be so
sweet. Yeah, I hear it. Yeah.
How about that?
On sunny side of the street.
Now, let me ask you this.
I used to in shape.
The Holy Ghost is sitting next to you right now. Can you see him? You can't see him, can you?
No, because he's a ghost.
He's right there. No, it's the Holy Ghost.
Yeah. Don't work too hard, because I ain't.
What?
Who was that?
I didn't even understand that.
Don't work too hard, because I ain't.
Oh, that was Mike. The guy that runs the place.
Oh, okay.
Now, the reason for the Holy Ghost comment, before anybody gets all upset, don't be emailing me. I'm making fun of Benny Hinn.
Oh, my goodness.
Benny Hinn, this morning, they went in from the IRS and they raided the offices of Benny Hinn. He is a... Yeah. Now, here's the bad news. Nothing's going to happen. They're not going to, I don't think, end up anywhere because they haven't all these other times, these charlatan, scam artist evangelists. They've tried and tried and tried. And that's the one thing about religion. You know, we've talked about this before. I can have a church. Dan, you can have a church. Peon, you can have a church. It's easy.
Yeah.
It's really easy. And you take a bunch of tax write-offs, and everything belongs to the church. And it has always bothered me. And let me say this to anybody who thinks I'm out of line talking about Benny Hinn or Robert Tilton or Ernest Angley or any of these scumbags. I was brought up in a very, very, very much a church-going house, a home. And I went to church every Sunday night, Wednesdays, revivals every week, all week long if there was a revival. I was married in the Southern Baptist Church, baptized in the Christian Church. I had an uncle who was my mother's brother, who was a fire and brimstone, holding that Bible up and shaking it and preaching the word of the Lord, and who's going to hell and who's not. He was a known pedophile, homosexual and pedophile. And I remember as a kid listening to him talk about the evils of homosexuality and how they're going to hell, and he couldn't have been more gay. And we find out that not only he was gay, he was a pedophile. So I have a very kind of jaded view of a lot of organized religion. Not all of it. I think Billy Graham is as close to a saint as anybody can be. We were married by Brother Ron. Ron. I'll get it in a minute. He married us in the Baptist church. And I think he was a really upstanding guy and an honest guy and a good guy. And I'm sure there are lots of preachers that way. But these Benny Hinn-type scumbags, the IRS went in there today, and the federal agents were walking out with boxes of stuff. And about 50 federal agents this morning in Grapeville, Texas, where apparently his headquarters is. They started about 9 o'clock. And the only comment on the raid was from Special Agent Michael Mosley, and he said, "We're here today on official business. We're conducting a search warrant on the premises." Basically, that's all I can tell you. Benny Hinn is 64 years old. He's an Israeli evangelist who claims to heal by touching you. He speaks in tongues, so he says, and he performs miracles. And I love the way this article is written. It says, all the while convincing gullible and vulnerable Christians to send him money in hopes of a miracle. According to the Dallas Morning News, Benny Hinn was the subject of a 2007 U.S. Senate inquiry that looked into the spending of six evangelists, questioning the personal use of church-owned airplanes, luxury homes, credit cards, not just for them, but for their families, too. But there was no definitive finding of wrongdoing when the investigation ended 4 years later. It was a 4-year investigation.
Wow.
And they did nothing. Benny Hinn, I'm sure you've seen him. If you just sort of troll through the channels, looking for stuff. You have to stop every once in a while on these evangelists. Is he? And if you have, you've seen Benny Hinn.
He's one of the biggest snakes out there.
Yeah, he had like that bowl hair. Not necessarily a bowl haircut, but his hair was.
He shaved it.
Helmet. He had a helmet hair.
Yeah. He doesn't anymore. He's got, you know, he's a good looking guy. He's charismatic, of course, and he's best known for his regular miracle crusades. They're held in stadiums in big cities. And for the life of me, I don't know how as many people as there are, how that as many people follow this guy as they do and send him money, and a lot of money. Right now he's in Paris. And the way this particular website sums it up, it says, Benny Hinn is a moral monster who preys on the weak-minded, in addition to being a snake oil salesman. And it looks like the prosperity gospel preacher is also a crook. Well, we'll see. Let's see if anything comes of this. I'm thrilled to death. Peon, thank you. Peon found this story. Thank you. It thrills me to death. This made my day. I'm having a good day now.
Yeah.
I want Benny Hinn to go to prison for the rest of his life. And you folks that send money to these people, what do you think you're getting? If your cold goes away or you get feeling better, you think that had anything to do with it? You're nuts.
Yeah, $20.
You're all nuts.
$40, and I will make the cold go away.
Let me tell you, you buy a prayer cloth or something supposed to be blessed and holy, you are nuts. And if you're listening and you do that, you go, I can't believe he's calling me nuts. Yeah, you are. You're crazy, and you need somebody to snap you out of it.
You could spend $40 for your copay and go to the doctor and actually get medicine.
It's complete nonsense. Now, I want to play you something here. This is a one of his Miracle Crusade services. And in this video, there's a 20-year-old young black girl. She's a 20-year-old black girl, has never walked. She's going to walk for the very first time because Benny Hinn touched her.
I'm going to change my mind.
Here we go.
Now.
And of course, during the whole ceremonial healing touching thing, there's, ooh, you know, the choir. Here.
Oh, yeah.
Using her legs for the first time.
Oh,
the girl, the mother is crying here.
Oh, sure she is.
Her sister. Come on, baby, come on.
I'm watching this girl.
Using those legs for the first time.
First time in 20.
Has never used those legs. Look at her. People, let's give the Lord a mighty, mighty, mighty hand of praise.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, get the Lord some praise and some money.
Give me a bunch of money. Listen to that Phantom of the Opera music.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hold the girl.
Let me tell you what's happened. They went from her sort of wobbly. Now she's stronger and stronger.
Oh,
and
yeah.
There's only one person holding her instead of two. And now he's talking to her.
Help her walk. Come on. Everyone, lift your voices.
I promise you. I promise you what's going to happen here. And I haven't looked at it yet. I just saw how it was headed. 20-year-old girl walks for the first time. I promise you, eventually, they're going to let go of her, and she will walk unaided.
And she'll raise her arms.
Come on.
Yeah.
Both arms.
Lift your voices. Pray in the Holy Ghost.
Yeah. Got her walking around in a big circle up on stage. One of his aides is holding on to her.
You got to understand that this girl has never, ever, ever used her muscles before. These muscles have never been used ever in her life.
Wow.
How old is she?
She's 20 years old.
20? I thought she's a lot younger than that.
She's not. She's 20 years old. She's
older than Ethiopian or Nigerian or something.
How old are you? You're 18 years old. She's your older sister. You've never seen her walk. Never. You always have to carry her.
What is it? Somebody in the crowd right now yell, Bull S.H.
I know.
Just yell it out.
And put her in bed and out of bed.
Yeah, and just put her on the toilet and then out.
Put her on the toilet, off the toilet. Keep her walking, boys. Keep exercising.
Yes, boys, keep her walking.
Oh,
Oh, yeah, the Phantom of the Opera music now gets more intense. She's walking faster now. Praise God. Yeah.
Now, this couldn't be a setup like the girl walked there and then
everything.
No, Dan, you, blasphemy. How dare you?
How dare you?
Oh, now I touched her and she fell backwards and she's lying on the floor. Now she's up again. Now he touched her. She's going back down on the floor, falling backwards. Three times she's hit the floor.
Keep her walking. Keep her walking.
Yeah.
Well, stop pushing her over.
I'm waiting for the Phantom to come out.
I see my son. He's crying so hard. You see, Joshua? He's crying so hard. These guys are crying here. Keep her walking. She's using
her. Turn up the volume. Yeah. Loud organ now. Every time she walks, crank up the volume on the organ. Hallelujah. I see my son. He's crying so hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was Indian.
She speak?
The article says he's Israeli.
Can she speak?
Yes, she can.
What's your name, darling?
Claire.
Huh?
Claire.
What?
What?
Claire. Maybe you need to touch her again so she can talk.
Yeah.
You feel something?
Touch her tongue. It's obviously paralyzed.
Yeah, I understand her.
You feel, darling?
Electric.
Pardon?
A shock.
A shock. Electric shock. Yeah. Electric
shock. If he had any real power, she'd be speaking clearly.
Yeah.
He's got to get on her voice now. He got her walking, now get her talking.
Yeah.
When did you feel the electric shock?
Today?
When did you feel the shock?
Now.
Huh?
What?
Now.
What?
What?
Now. You're feeling the shock now. Keep her walking.
Oh, yeah.
Keep
her walking. Turn up the organ. Let's go.
Keep her walking.
We don't want to stop for too long. She'll be crippled again.
Come on.
This is unbelievable. It's so fantastic.
I am the God that healeth thee. Switch it, Shiga. Come on.
You know what? This.
I want to hear that girl sing.
All of you, stretch your hands here. I want these preachers. Come. Let's lay hands on her legs. Come on, guys.
Hold on. He's got a bunch of some other preachers coming up to lay hands on her legs. I'm telling you, the big moment is coming, where they all let go and she walks by herself. Ladies and gentlemen, let me say now, this is working. And the pledges are coming in. I just got a text from my friend the Rat at the lake. He wants to know where to send his money. Praise God. This is working.
Man.
Praise God. Thank you, Rat.
Come on, Jim. All of you, praise God. In the name of
Jim Brown.
By the way, Reverend Hen, why don't you teach your people to sing? Because they don't sing very well. Put your hands on them and let them fall back and get up singing.
You sound like Ethel Merman.
Sounds like a choir made up of all people like my daughter.
Oh, man.
She had no feeling in them before.
None, Pastor.
She had no feelings in her legs.
One of the preachers, let me tell you what's happening here. A couple of the associate preachers are pretending to cry so hard they can hardly go on. This is unbelievable. Soft singing.
Oh, man.
This is all a formula.
I feel the nerves in her legs, therefore she can't stand.
You are the God. Can you feel my hand?
This is pedophilia. Well, she's 20.
Can you feel my hand?
You are the Lord.
You can feel this hand? You can feel it on this leg. Lay down, baby. Just lay her down, guys.
Oh, man.
Leave her down.
Okay, one of the associate preachers is lying down with her.
Hey, baby, talk to me, okay? You tell me if you can feel my hands on your legs, okay? Put that mic to her. Can you feel my hand?
Yes.
Can you feel my hand?
Praise
God. Can you feel
God.
My hand on your...
Yes.
Can you feel my hand on your...
Can why
you
can't feel she my, talk, Pastor?
Can you feel my hand here?
Yeah.
Can you feel
sick
my
weirdo
other
why foot? Can't she talk, Pastor?
Can you feel it now?
Touch your touch your
can
mouth.
Feel it now? Right now. God is restoring feeling in those legs.
Oh my God, turn up the music. Turn up the music.
You need to shout hallelujah.
We are, Pastor. We are.
You
we're with you.
Are the God.
Oh boy, here we go.
Oh man, they're ramping it up now. Benny Hinn, ladies and gentlemen.
Benny singing too.
I believe he is. I can't see. They're showing the crowd just going crazy. Their arms are hands up in the air.
You need to do is just keep those legs exercised, okay? Because I don't want to tire your legs out since you haven't used them in 20 years. Yeah, she said yes. So you need to go and rest, baby, okay? But you need to exercise your legs.
I thought he healed them, though. Why did she need to exercise?
Yeah.
And Jesus said to the leper, I will. A man came to Jesus and said, Lord, if you will, you'll make me whole. And Jesus said to the leper, I will. I will is still ringing throughout eternity.
It sure is, Reverend.
That promise is yours today.
Is that Benny?
Yes, yeah. He will heal you.
All right, thank you.
Oh, is that towards the end of the program?
Yeah, at the end of the program, he comes on camera in his office, and he's talking to us.
Oh.
Now, if anybody out there is offended, you need to stop listening to this show right now, okay? Because I'm never backing down on this. I saw the investigation of Robert Tilton. They had cameras. These people volunteered to work for him. This piece of crap, it's all on video. People sent in their prayer requests with a donation. They showed like two dozen people that sat at desks opening mail to Robert Tilton. They slit the envelope, took the money, and threw the card and the envelope directly in the trash. They never read the prayer request. And the ABC cameras went out to the dumpster, the reporters with the camera, and dug out piles and piles of prayer requests that they'd never been unfolded. This is what you're dealing with here. And sadly, there are lots of people who are desperate, and that's who guys like this prey upon. And this guy's living the high life. You kidding me? He lives like a Richard Branson or something. Yeah, I guess Benny, the only reason it's worth mentioning, it's not doing what I'm doing is not going to do anything, except maybe if your elderly parents or grandparents are dumb enough in their old age to believe this crap, you need to put a stop to it because they're giving him your inheritance. Yeah. Unbelievable. So again, this morning they raided the offices of Benny Hinn. My guess is, remember the big, what's her name, here in St. Joyce Meyer?
Yes.
Right.
Couldn't touch her.
Oh, I think they have people that will.
Who? What happened to her? She's still preaching.
No, I know Joyce Meyer, but I think that these people, Benny Hinn, Joyce Meyer, all of them, they have people.
They got lawyers. They got good lawyers.
Yeah, good lawyers. They will fix these books up, and everything will look legit.
I agree with you. Man. Don't call us and tell us you're going to sue us. This is our opinion.
Yeah.
And I agree with Dan. They got the best lawyers money can buy because they got all the money in the world. And then they point to the Constitution, freedom of religion, blah, blah, blah. Next thing you know, well, okay, we can't touch you because it's all part of a church.
Yeah, they can't even touch that Scientology group,
which
they've been able to skirt all the IRS laws and everything all this time.
But religion is a powerful, powerful thing. It really is. But I'll tell this quickly. I'll tell it before, and then we'll take a break. When I was in my 20s, I was down at Fort Jackson, South Carolina. And there was a guy in my unit who worked on the weekends. We get some weekend time, and he worked part-time at a TV station. I've told this before, but stay with me on this. I had barely started working in the radio business. I'd never been on the air, but I just kind of did grunt work. And he said, how much time have you spent in the TV station? And I said, none. He said, you want to see Channel 36 in Charlotte? I think it was a UHF station. I said, oh, sure. So he let me go with him for the weekend. I go in. I get to see cameras and studios. And it was pretty neat for me because I'd never seen a TV station. We go down the hall, and there are monitors. And on the monitors are Pat Robertson and Jim Baker. They started together. And sadly, Pat Robertson is still doing it, and so is Jim Baker, even after going to prison for defrauding people. Yes. That's the part that really gets me. But I looked up at the monitors, and they were reading prayer requests, and they'd say, this is one that just came in to us. This gentleman says he's battling with alcohol. And this just came in, this lady just got divorced, and she says he took everything, and she's trying to get custody of the kids. So the phone number, 800-BOOM-BOOM-BOOM, is on the screen. And they are apparently reaching off camera, taking the prayer requests from somebody who's been getting them on the phone. And I said to this buddy, I don't remember who he was now, but he was kind of a friend in the Army. I said, can we go in the studio where they're actually doing the broadcast, just off the side, like to get a look at it? And he goes, oh, they're not here. I said, well, how can they not be here? He said, no, that's all recorded. They videotape these. They're not really reading. They're just making up these prayer requests. Sadly, the dumb schmucks who are calling them, saying, would you have Reverend Baker or Robertson read my prayer request? Sure. There were people answering the phones. They go, sure, yes, we will. And we sure appreciate your offering and, you know, give it. And then that's it. You're calling a phone bank of people, but there is no broadcast. They just want to make sure you, before you hang up, agree, you're going to send them some money. And that's when I got my first taste of how corrupt a lot of this stuff is. Notice I said a lot of it. So don't call me, email me and go, well, my preacher is on the left. Maybe he is. Okay. I'm talking about these guys. I'm talking about these super wealthy pieces of garbage. And, man, where we got married, there was a guy in the church who was called him the minister of music, and he was the guy who worked with youth in the choir and the chorale, and Dan, you know, the stuff that Alyssa does, and they do Christmas cantatas, and oh my goodness, he spent so many hours working for the church. He's in prison now. He sang at my wedding. He's in prison. He's a child molester. And then I started thinking back, and I thought, you know what? He spent a lot of time with the youth choir. He had two kids. He never spent any time with them. His own kids, and one of them was a special needs kid. And then I got mad that I ever knew the guy. But you don't know. You don't know what you don't know. I would have never thought that. I would have never thought that my own uncle would be a pedophile. Gay, yeah. He had all the stereotypical gay mannerisms. But back then, in the South, they're just called sissies. Your uncle's a sissy.
Back then, yeah.
Yeah, Uncle Sissy.
Yeah. Uncle Sissy.
Oh, what's a great day. Benny Hinn's got the IRS on it. I bet he's not sweating a drop.
No.
He knows he's going to skate on this. But at least, hey, thank you, IRS, for at least using your time and your manpower to go after somebody worth going after.
What, a $2 million fine? Okay, I'll pay it, yeah.
Piece of cake.
Yeah.
$2 million? That's a fifth of what I paid for my jet. No problem. Here. All right. Welcome, everybody, to, we call it the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon. There's a reason for that. I don't have time to go into it now, but we are the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon. We're glad you're here. The month is almost over. It's April 27th. Just another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Oh, man, he was right there.
I knew he was ready. I didn't want to. Look, it's my last day here this week. I didn't want to go out making him mad and, you know, messing with him or anything. All right, I'm going to do.
We will have him.
Oh, yeah. Hey, a rare appearance. Oh, we haven't talked to him. I haven't talked to him for 2 weeks.
I know.
It's been a while.
John Londoff. We're going to do some traffic. And then we're going to talk to the man that I haven't spoken to not on the air for a couple of weeks, John Londoff. Take it away, Dan Strauss.
All right, thank you so much, Frank. Here is Tim Weiland to give you some traffic, Tim.
All right, we've got an incident on southbound Highway 270, just a little bit south of Highway 40, blocking one of the center lanes, and traffic is a jam now north of Olive. If you're westbound on Highway 40, things are jamming up from Grand Darcompton now to McCausland. Eastbound drivers downtown, Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. And eastbound Highway 70 is running slow now between the Museo Veterans Bridge and the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report brought to you by Kohl's. Only twice a year, and it's here. Kohl's lowest prices of the season now through Sunday. Prices so low, no coupons needed. Stock up, save big, and get Kohl's cash. See store or Kohl's.com for details. I'm Tim Weiland from the Jack Schmidt Ford Lincoln of Collinsville Traffic Center.
St. Louis FC, presented by Mercy, takes on the visiting Rochester Rhinos Saturday, May 6th, 7:30 is game time. For tickets, visit stlouisfc.com.
Acme Home Insurance.
Yes, I'd like to make a claim.
What are you wanting to claim, sir?
My water heater broke down.
Sorry, but your homeowner's insurance doesn't cover water heater breakdowns.
So, what do you cover?
Home damage from things like earthquakes, volcanoes, a zombie apocalypse.
A zombie apocalypse? But that'll never happen.
But if it did, you'd be covered, sir.
But not my water heater?
I'm afraid not.
But his water heater could have been covered with a home warranty from American Home Shield. Plus, components of 20 other major home systems and appliances, like his electrical system, plumbing, refrigerator, and more. For valuable free information, call 1-800-700-1134. Home insurance can cover what might happen.
Zombies are coming!
But a home warranty helps cover what will happen.
Now the dryer won't work.
Life happens. Have a plan. Get a home warranty from American Home Shield. For valuable free information, call 1-800-700-1134. That's 1-800-700-1134. 1-800-700-1134.
Message and data rates may apply.
Are you a guy over 40 who can't stay in shape? That's because your body has less free testosterone, which can knock any guy off his game. Even five-time All-Star Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt.
Once I hit 40, I wasn't feeling like an All-Star anymore. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. So I got back into the game with Nugenix.
Award-winning Nugenix is GNC's number one selling free testosterone booster, powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle by texting ALL to 42424.
I'm back on top of my game, thanks to Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger, leaner, with a lot more energy and drive. And guys, it'll be a big hit with her, too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. Get your complimentary bottle by texting ALL to 42424. That's ALL to 42424.
You knew us back in the 50s, 60s, and 70s as Easter Nelson Fence Company. Then in the 80s, we became simply Easter Fence. Now in our seventh decade of serving the St. Louis area, we are Easter Fence Deck and Renovations. Hi, I'm Chuck Easter. I'm often asked what renovations are. Well, the renovations in our name refers to virtually anything to renovate your home or property. Still the premier fence installation company in St. Louis, we've become so much more. Over the years, we've learned that it was difficult for homeowners to find anyone to do the small jobs or to manage their entire renovation project. In response, we've expanded our services to cover nearly all the work you need done at your home or office. With our renovation division, we remodel kitchens, finish basements, build amazing decks, install replacement windows and doors, build retaining walls, and much more. Think Easter for all your renovation needs. For a free estimate, call us at 314-892-8500 or easterfence.com.
Easter Fence Deck and Renovations, where customers become friends.
Tune into We're Having a Senior Moment, hosted by Sean Rimmerman and Ryan Raphael, every Sunday morning at 7 on the Big 550 KTRS.
This is kind of like a reunion or something. Ladies and gentlemen, for the first time for me in a couple of weeks, John Londoff.
Hey. Hello. How are you all?
Better, more like, how are you?
Oh, thanks for asking, buddy.
You're welcome.
I am doing great. You know what? If you could see me right now, you'd see this great big smile because I have missed you.
Well, John, we've missed you too.
Same here.
Yes.
All right. And how have you all been doing without, you know, having a few minutes with
me?
It's
been a struggle. It's been a struggle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were just saying, boy, I hope we don't have to go another day without John being on the show, or this show is history.
There was a void, a big void for the show.
That's a good way to put it, Dan.
Oh, that's Dan. He's on fire today.
Oh, yeah.
Just having a quick little conversation with him. I can tell you, you must have got a good night's sleep last night, Danny boy.
Me? Actually, I did not.
Tell us what's wrong, Dan. How come?
My neck and my shoulder have been killing me, and I have no idea why. It started like Saturday. I think it's one of those deals where you sleep on everything wrong and get contorted. And, oh, man, it's been going for like a week.
Yeah. Boy, poor thing.
I know.
All right. Well, you know, Dan, you're up. Not getting any younger.
Oh, man. I don't think Dan wanted to hear that.
No. So.
And Dan, how old are you? 50 what?
8.
No, he's right.
Yeah.
No, you're not getting any younger.
You're not getting any younger.
Let me see.
John's age.
I'm, I'm 58.
I know.
Dan, you're pretty damn young.
Yeah, I know. How about that?
Hey, you know, this is the end of the month. As we get to the end of every month, you always let people know how long they have to come in and buy a car, where it gets credited to, in this case, April. And wouldn't that be certainly through the weekend? Because when's the first?
Monday.
Okay, now, Monday.
Whenever a month ends on a Saturday or a Sunday, so this...
this one does.
So Monday, all of the great deals, I can tell you this much. It just amazes me how it's as if consumers, as if, you know, your listeners go, hey, let's go there on this day. Okay, and then everybody shows up at one day. I mean, it's just been...
Let me tell you something. That happens with lots of things. You sit around and you wonder, why is one day so slow and why is another day? It's like emails or callers we get on the show. We'll open the phone lines up and sometimes we get to just great caller after great caller. People never call before and they're interesting. And then other times we get callers that we just, oh my goodness, maybe we shouldn't have taken those calls. Or not many calls or emails. One day a lot, one day not so many. You'll never figure it out. You'll never figure it out. But here's what you can know. These listeners are loyal, dedicated patrons of the advertisers we speak for, and you're going to see a bunch of them this weekend.
You know, and it is the truth. And again, I know we've mentioned this before, but we're with some listeners, third car, fourth car, fifth, families now, you know. I got Larry, who brought in his father-in-law, and they're AM and the PM, and... you know, we just, Larry Schutenberg. Sorry, Larry. I've been busy today. I mean busy.
Good.
Janet Acero came in. I have not seen her in the family. I've known the Aceros for, what am I, 58? I've known them for probably 40 years. It's not, no, probably more like 44, 45.
Want a new Camaro? Talk to Acero.
Okay, come on, thank you. Come on.
Well, Janet's grandpa was a friend of my grandpa, Harry Londuff. So that's how far the Londuffs and the Aceros go back. I mean, I'm talking the 40s, 50s. So, it's awesome. And a lot of fun.
Want to buy a car, but don't know where, oh? Maybe you need to talk to someone named Acero. Thank you, everybody.
Yeah, okay.
You missed that, didn't you, last couple of weeks?
No. We're busy, have to go to a dermatologist today. Do you have any skin cancer, Frank?
I have had, yes.
Yeah, so Dr. Donnelly's my primary. Then I've got to go see a surgeon. I'm going to have a little something cut out of my cheek. So
now, let me tell you something. I have my right cheek. I was laid open with a 5-inch incision. And I thought, this was years ago, I thought, I'm going to look like Al Capone for the rest of my life. The smart thing I did, because when the dermatologist told me, he says, we're going to have to cut open your cheek, I said, oh, man, am I going to have like a Frankenstein scar? He said, no, not if you go directly from here to a really good surgeon, plastic surgeon. When he finished... My cheek is laid open with a 5-inch cut. He taped on, and I held my hand up to it, a bandage, and I drove to this plastic surgeon because I had made arrangements. I said, here's when he's going to do this. I'm going to come directly. This woman had little tiny hands, and my goodness, she did a masterful job. When I had to grow a beard because I couldn't shave because I have stitches down my cheek, and then when I finally could, I couldn't believe what I was looking at. And today, you have to look for it. You can see it in a certain light or a certain angle. But I'm not kidding. I thought I would have to just, to make it make sense, turn into a gangster. Because if I became a gangster, then nobody, we don't even mind the scar. He's a gangster. And they wouldn't say anything to you because they think you'd kill him. So I didn't have to go that route. But you'll be fine.
Well, I've already, I had the Mohs procedure.
That's it.
The Mohs procedure. My right eyebrow.
For basal cell carcinoma.
Basal cell, that's, I tell you what, you could be a doctor.
I'm practically a doctor.
But I listened to you on Scott Sherman's.
I'm also practically a lawyer. And you'll hear that again today, next hour.
Basal cell carcinoma, didn't he play for the Blues back
in
the 80s?
Yes, he did, in the 80s, yes. It does sound like a hockey player.
That is just so funny, Dan. I forgot to laugh.
No. No, but wow. No, but I like that one.
You had to bring up hockey, huh?
Yeah, well, I know.
So where are we? I don't know. What's the story?
We're in the second round. It's the first game. This will go six or seven games.
Oh, oh, definitely.
Okay. Okay, so it's the first game, second round. That, okay.
Yeah, we lost last night.
So, you know, our goaltender has been unbelievable. The only reason that we're in the second round is because of Jake Allen. And you can scream and holler about officiating and whatnot, but, you know, Tarasenko gets speared, and their guy doesn't get a penalty.
Yep.
It's going to be, I think tomorrow night's game is going to be, it's going to be nasty. These two teams do not like each other. There was a lot of... you know, behind the play stuff going on. You can just see when they're changing and going off the ice and all that, screaming at each other from the benches. I love it. It's just a great game. I mean, it's almost like, you know, Gladiator, but it's still not like it was 20 years ago.
Gladiator? What are you talking about?
No, Gladiator.
Oh.
Gladiator.
Oh, okay.
I think somebody finally got mad in the Blues locker room in between the second and third period because they looked like a totally different team in the third period.
Whatever. So here's the thing. Here is what I can tell you. The deals here at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet for the AM and the PM crowd, the absolute greatest customers a guy like me could ever wish for.
I feel sorry for the people who come in to see you to buy a car or see any of your people who aren't AM and the PM. I do. I feel bad for them.
Well, you know what? We
I know. You're nice to them.
Try to convert them.
You're nice to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you can try to convert some of the Christianity. You can try to convert some of the AM and the PM. We are an AM and the PM converters. That's what we do.
And we're Londoff converters. If we get AM and the PMers who are buying somewhere else, we have a little talk with them.
Because you have a Londoff convertible.
No, I don't. I have a Corvette with a target top.
You did.
I did? I did. I had I've never had a Londoff convert. I've had a Trailblazer. I've had a couple of Tahoes and a Corvette with the target top. I've never had a convertible. You must be thinking of some other radio personality that you gave one to drive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Free.
Yeah.
See, he's speechless now because I got him.
There is no other radio personality. There's just you.
Well said. Well said. And you're right.
There's just you, my friend. That's all I'm talking about,
yeah,
okay?
You are right.
So, that's it. We're probably going to be here late tonight. Normally we close at 6, but we'll probably still be here till 7 o'clock finishing paperwork tomorrow night. Late. And, you know, don't let a little April shower keep you away. We have these unbelievable Johnny Lawn-Up umbrellas that we'll give you. We won't make you walk around the lot if it's wet. We'll bring vehicles undercover. And there's no doubt. Here we are, end of the month. Great deals. There's always great deals for the AM and the PM.
April profit. Showers bring May flowers. They'll be open late hours.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Come you're on fire. Out. You're on fire, Pinion. I'm just telling you, you're on fire, buddy.
Like every other weekend, they will. If you build it, they will come. Your daddy built it many, many years ago, and we will keep them coming. Give them that phone number.
314-837-1800. How was that? That was fast, wasn't it?
That was good, yeah.
837-1800. One more time. 314-837-1800. 24/7, 365, Londoff.com.
Glad you're well. Good to have you back. I know you've been busy. We will talk soon, and we're going to send you some buyers.
All right. Thanks, Frank.
All right, John.
Danny. See you. Bye.
Bye.
Now, let me mention something, because I need to talk about Window World here. This trivia night is coming up May 20th. John Londoff has a table that's usually right next to our table.
Yeah, yeah.
And it feels good to do two things, to have our table bring in more money than his table, and to steal food off his table.
Oh, yeah.
It's just a good feeling.
Yep.
He can afford it. Just take some food. And so our table's a VIP table, so you got the access to the buffet and the stuff on his table. And if you sit there, hey, why are you taking those wings? You go, I'm AM and the PM. And that's the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the end of it, because he knows you are either a current or a potential buyer at the dealership. Now, let's talk about Window World. When charity events take place, too often they're not really charity. They give charity, some of it, a little of it, to a charity, but it's a money maker for the people doing it. I'm telling you, and I know this for a fact, this this Wonderworld Trivia Night, the cost of that trivia night, it's not cheap. It costs money. But that is all paid for by Jim and John, the two owners, Illinois, Missouri, the two Window World owners. They pay for all that so that every single dollar that comes in from Trivia Night goes to St. Jude Children's Hospital, where nobody is turned away. If parents don't have the money, don't have insurance, it doesn't matter. They don't turn anybody away. Now, to do that is expensive. It costs $2.5 million a day to run St. Jude. So what we're contributing and generating is, it'll run that place for about 3 minutes, 5 minutes. That's okay. Because if other people do it, and other people do it, and other people, before you know it, you got a pretty good chunk of money. So here's what I'd like for you to consider. We have, at our table, I will be in Overland Park, Kansas with my daughter that night. So I won't be able to join you. But at our table, you will sit with and mingle with, chat with, and get to know the one and only Eon the Peon and his wife, Angela Peon.
Oh, yeah.
You will be with Angela Peon, yeah. Mm-hmm. Dan Strauss and one of his girlfriends, mm-hmm. current girlfriend, and I think she's the one. Now, there are no other girlfriends.
Yeah.
Sandy. She is a delight. 5 minutes, you'll want to say to her, what are you thinking being with Dan? You will. She's sane, and she's cute, and she's smart, and she has a good job. Eventually, she'll wake up. Hopefully, not before May 20th, because I would like for you to meet her.
Oh, no.
So that leaves at a VIP table for 10. That leaves three other couples. I have one couple in place for $2,500, Paul and his wife. Now, do we expect you to pay $2,500? Yes. No, I'm kidding. $1,000. I don't want any couple to sit there for less than $1,000. I just don't. I'm greedy about this stuff because every dollar goes to St. Jude. When the World Cares is the charitable arm of Window World, and that's where the checks are cut and generated, from Window World Cares to St. Jude. So please, please think about this. I don't like to get nervous, and I'm getting nervous because it's May 20th, and next week will be May, and don't make me sweat. You always come through, but you folks, some of you, even those of you with money, why do you make me wait like this? Email me. Or call Dan right now at the station, 314-969-KTRS or star KTRS for most cell phones, and say, I'm in. Here's my phone number. I want two seats at that table. And then that'll leave two. We're only down to two that we have to get rid of. So I don't like sweating and being nervous because I got this golf tournament thing September 15th. I'm going to have to raise money for that too. See what a load I carry? The stress level? So my email address, if you're a business and you want to advertise here, great. Same email address is the one to say, put me down for X number of dollars. And if it's not enough, somebody will outbid you. But it's a thought that counts. Let me know how much you want to pay to sit at that table. Same email address, frankopinion@yahoo.com. In closing, I will remind you that Window World sells windows for $189. Good windows, solid windows. $189. There is a reason. It is the number one selling replacement window company in the country because it's a good window. It's worth not only worth every dollar of the $189, it's worth more than that because there are windows on the market, I promise you, they're not worth what they charge for them. It's a status thing. Window World, go to their website. First chance you get, windowworldst.louis.com.
All right. Check on traffic right now with Tim Weiland.
Okay, Dan, they cleared that stalled vehicle that was on southbound 270 south of Highway 40, but now traffic is jammed from Dorset and then slow pockets from Highway 40 down through Doherty Ferry. They just cleared a stalled vehicle out of the center lane on westbound Highway 70 at West Florissant, but the traffic jammed back to the Museal Veterans Bridge. Southbound 170 stacks up from Olive down through Highway 40. Eastbound 40 is now slowing Van Deventer to the Poplar Street Bridge. We have eastbound Highway 270 that's running slow McDonald through Highway 170. This report brought to you by Kohl's, only twice a year, and it's here. Kohl's lowest prices of the season, now through Sunday. Prices so low, no coupons needed. Stock up, save big, and get Kohl's cash. See store or Kohl's.com for details. I'm Tim Weiland from the Jack Schmidt Ford Lincoln of Collinsville Traffic Center.
Hello?
Hey, Mom.
Mom, listen to this. You know how I've been complaining about muscle fatigue lately?
Yes, dear. How's that going?
I found this stuff called Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream.
Really?
It started soothing my tired muscles and joints immediately, and it lasted for hours.
What about the smell?
It's actually odor-free.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
Hi, I'm Dan for Dobbs Tire and Auto Centers. Here to share the easiest way to buy tires. Come to Dobbs. With the best tire brands and the biggest inventory, you'll get your tires the same day at the lowest price, guaranteed. Next time you need tires, get into Dobbs.
Now at Dobbs, when you buy one conventional oil and filter change at regular price, get your next one free. That's buy one conventional oil and filter change, get your next one free. Only at Dobbs.
Medical alert. Recent studies have linked the commercial herbicide Roundup with a significant increase in non-Hodgkin lymphoma. If you or a loved one were exposed to Roundup at work and then developed non-Hodgkin lymphoma, you may be entitled to financial compensation and you have the right to take action. Call the Levin Papantonio Law Firm, Pensacola, Florida, toll-free for a free consultation at 800-340-6621. Don't delay. Call today. That's 800-340-6621. Non-attorney spokesperson.
Looking for that great family restaurant on the hill with some great Italian food? Look no further. Mama's on the Hill. Lance and Andrea continue that tradition on the hill of family-style restaurants. Great for catering either off-site or on-site. They have a great banquet right there, Mama's on the Hill. Book your graduation party or any special event. Mama's on the Hill at the corner of Edwards and Bischoff. And yes, that's where toasted ravioli was invented. Go in and hear the story and get great food. Mama's on the Hill or Mama's on the Hill.com.
All right, I saw it again last night on the news. I think it was NBC Nightly News or something. Another one of those, you know, fuzzy, grainy surveillance cameras where you couldn't even tell what the hoodlum looked like. No excuse for that anymore. Not with gateway lock and security. I will later on hopefully be able to tell you, I know for a fact that one of our other advertisers is talking to Gateway Lock and Security about security cameras for his business, which makes him even smarter than I thought he was. If you have a business, if you have a home, I don't care if you're rent. Well, you don't put cameras in a rental home. Then you have to either leave them and give them to your landlord or take them out and have them reinstalled later. There's nothing better than the feeling of security and nothing worse than that horrible feeling if you just sense something bad or you know something bad is happening. You can hear the door being kicked in and you got nothing. You have no way. The crooks are not going to let you grab a camera or grab your phone and go, hang on, get your picture. They're not going to do that. And with Gateway Lock and Security high-definition surveillance cameras, they probably won't even break it anyway if they have half a brain to look up and see the cameras. Please go to this website, gatewaylockandsecurity.com, and look at what they do, all that they do. Great family business. Gateway Lock and Security, gatewaylockandsecurity.com. Don't go away. Scott Sherman.